Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Listen to these quotes. These are posted in the comments section, and then these are documented quotes in an article posted on Infowars.com called The Denouncement. And when you get into the report, you can read these quotes. The central bank is an institution of the most deadly hostility existing against the principles and form of our Constitution. If the American people allow private banks to control the issuance of the currency, first by inflation and by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers occupied. Thomas Jefferson said that more than 200 years ago. And you're about to wake up homeless. Listen to this quote by Andrew Jackson. You are a den of vipers and thieves. I intend to rout you out, and by the eternal God, I will rout you out. If the American people only understood the rank injustice of our money and banking system, there would be a revolution before morning. Andrew Jackson, who they tried to kill seven times. The Great Depression was, and it just goes on from there, a bunch of quotes. Listen to this. The drive of the Rockefellers and their allies is to create a one-world government, all under their control. Do I mean conspiracy? Yes, I do. I am convinced there is such a plot, international in scope, generations old in planning, and incredibly evil in intent. Congressman Larry P. McDonald, 1976, and they landed his airplane and tortured him to death. Boy, they killed him. Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation. And I dare not, and I care not who makes the laws. Mayor Amstel Rothschild, founder of the Rothschild International Banking Dynasty, 1790. Again, permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes the laws. And it goes on and on. But that's the type of issue we're dealing with here. And we're now at the final phase. Generationally, these private bankers, first, they can control your banking system and your treasury. Then they control the issuance of currency and credit. Then they buy up the media, other banks, getting incredible power generation by generation. And from time to time, they fully implode economies. We have their own IMF World Bank documents on this. To fully bring economies down so everything comes to a standstill so only they have wealth. Then they also control the military and police. And like take Argentina in 1999, 2000, went from one of the richest countries in the world, richest in Latin America, on par with the U.S. to being an absolute squalor now. The elite don't want you to do well. They want to bring you down. They want to control you. But somehow they taught the American sheeple that elites don't exist. Well, you're going to find out. The folks paying hundreds of millions of dollars per painting of dead babies, you know, at Sotheby's a couple nights ago, that's the elite, okay? They're real sick. They're into hurting people. And God help us. Now, I've got some other news here. YouTube's version of Homeland Terrorism Prevention Act by Kurt Nemo. It is confirmed. I went to YouTube's guidelines. It does say that basically they are going to implement H.R. 1955, whether it passes or not. It has passed the House. It's in the Senate. It was first introduced in the last Congress, and they keep bringing it back up. We'll tell you about that. They just say, criticize the government, that age terrorism, that will be banned. So they're moving hard. They've got to shut down free speech before they can fully nail everybody down. All right? And I'm begging the police, don't be part of this looting and evil. Wake up now.
a day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question:
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The quickening is here. Everything, both good and evil, is intensifying. Great courage and wisdom and honor is being shown by many in the fight against tyranny. But on the other side, every form of wickedness and corruption is expanding and multiplying as well. The battle is joined. Just masses of news coming up. YouTube's version of Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act. Out in the open, censorship of anti-war, anti-corruption views, anti-vaccine news. Any video of U.S. military atrocities being banned. We're talking about stuff that's on Frontline and on CNN, but they're forced to report on it after it breaks on YouTube and other places. But we've seen cases where mainstream media is covering something, but YouTube will ban it and say it's not authorized. While Michelle Malkin, you know, said that the Marines throwing the puppy off the cliff was fake, was already admitted to be real, YouTube was banning it, saying it was fake. So all working in concert together. Big news there, big attack on the First Amendment, not in Europe where they're getting rid of free speech, but right here in the United States. So it is all coming down. The bottom line on the economy is we allowed private families to take over the issuance of currency and credit in 1913. They bought control of the military, the police, the governments, the media, every sector of the economy, the universities with endowments. And now they're in the final Ponzi scheme. They've done this in third world countries, but nothing ever on this scale, where under the current and credit of the currency and credit of the nation, the United States, they are now in a frenzy. These are not bailouts. These are mass consolidations by the private Federal Reserve families, backed up by the United States with trillions of dollars being transferred into their accounts and then instantly leveraged into gold, silver, diamonds, manufacturing, yachts, land, intellectual properties, media, defense. They're just buying everything, art. They are just gobbling and grabbing everything. That's why gold went up over $50 today. We told you that was only a respite while all these, quote, bailouts happened of hundreds of billions of dollars a day for the last few months. Hundreds of billions a day. The elites were just grabbing everything up. I mean, again, yachts, gold, diamonds, museum pieces, just companies, just anything of real value. Oil. And to let you know how bad the corruption is, it's in the Texas news with even Clayton Williams, an oil man and people, where oil companies aren't even paying them their royalties right now. It's just, it's as if nothing's going to be here soon. This has never happened before. It's just lawlessness everywhere. Land grabbing, paying three, four, five times what water systems are worth, what water aquifers are worth, mass stealing everywhere. It is all coming down right now. And we told you this would happen. It's all in the IMF and World Bank documents. They told us what they do. And it is just completely shocking to me to know this was coming and to know this was the plan, but to talk about it for all these years and to see it manifesting. And that creates an incredible chill in my gut. But also a burning desire then that overrides that to warn people. It's like when you know the dam's broken and you're up the river 5 miles and you know in a few minutes it's going to hit the town below and kill everybody. You get on the CB and you try to raise the sheriff's department saying, the dam broke, the dam broke. You know, there's 50 feet of water moving fast coming. You only got a few minutes, 10 minutes or so to get out. And the sheriff's deputy just starts laughing at you and you're like, listen, I'm not kidding around with you. This is coming. But in this case, the water's already overrun half the town, and the sheriff's deputies are still laughing and picking their nose. God help us. God help us. They've built FEMA camps. They're poisoning us through eugenics. They're involved in all manner of evil. It comes out in mainstream news that Halliburton and DynCorp run giant child kidnapping and female kidnapping rings, and nothing happens. Major news reports it. It comes out that Bayer ships out over 1 million ampules of blood that's going to give every person that takes it HIV and hepatitis, and then it happens, and it turns out they knew and did it on purpose. I mean, that's just one. I keep mentioning that because that's confirmed. These people are deadly dangerous. And then you find out the rage for decades by the entire elite, by billionaires, is car wrecks, dead children. And maggot-covered dead children, and that's what they hang in their private areas of their homes. I mean, God help us, folks. Mordor has been opened. Mordor. Hell. The Black Gate, whatever you want to call it in archetypal imagery. God help us. You know, gird yourselves for battle. Steel yourselves. Gut up. I've got to gut up every hour now just looking at this come down. And I see people around me, they don't understand how serious this is. People in the, quote, truth movement or patriot movement, they don't understand. This is life and death, ladies and gentlemen. This is the real thing. Because that's what it means. The fact that they're doing everything they said they do, and every time it just is as bad as they said they would do it, and even worse, it lets me know they are following the exact trajectory they promised. And my God, that means at the end, helicopters flying over our cities, nerve gassing us to death. And just orderly grid patterns killing us. You know, they've said that's the plan, and God help us. And I'm staying here at the helm of my little attack frigate in this fight. I'm staying here right in the middle of the battle. And the amazing thing is the average person has no idea there is world revolution going on all around them. The elite waging war against humanity, war against the family, war against your health, war against the economy, war against rogue nations they don't control, a handful. Just absolute pit of hell, nihilistic warmongering. Just hyper-dominance gone to seed with a sadistic, psychopathic overlay mindset. That's the modus operandi. That's the assessment. I mean, come on, FBI, assessors. Assess yourselves. Assess your bosses. Assess what you've done. Assess how you were slowly twisted. In the 20s, taking payoffs during Prohibition to look the other way for liquor and prostitution. To what that led you to today. What you turn a blind eye to today. Child kidnapping rings. And ask yourselves, is that what life is all about? And I'll give you the analogy again my friend Daryl gave me. You know, I've had people say, I'll sell out to the New World Order. I'd sell out for money and power. And I say to them, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? My friend Daryl said, well, give him, you know, one up him. Go even further. Ask him, would you give $10,000? I'll pay you $10,000 to go to a clinic, remove your eyes. Now, people can sell kidneys, they can sell eyes. Give you $10,000 for your eyes. No way, man, I want to be able to see. How about $20,000? How about $100,000? No, no, no. How about $1 million? No, no, no. How about $100 million? No, no, no. How about $1 billion? No, no, no. You'd only find a fool to do that. And you could actually find some that would do it for enough money. Because people will tell you, man, that's how I see. That's my life. The eyes are the window to the soul. It's people always see that as, well, I can look into somebody's soul through their eyes, and you can. But it's the other, but it's more important from the inside out. That's how you look out. Now, there's other senses, and those that are blind are able to develop the others up to a higher level where the ears and the taste and the smell are windows of the soul. But, I mean, what would you give? Helping somebody, keeping the CPS from stealing somebody's children, that is more valuable to me than some big luxury yacht or, you know, the most beautiful number 10 woman wanting me. And I'll tell you, there was a time when I was maybe 14, 15, 16, more worldly, where I wanted those things, but I realized they are rags. They are dirt. They crumble in your hand. They mean nothing. They are nothing. The only thing wealth's good for is to help others and protect yourself from evil. Because the evil, you know, is scared of a little bit of money, a little bit of power, and they feed on the weak. But this, as this evil waxes and expands, it feeds on the innocent. I'm begging you from the bottom of my heart. I'm begging you. They teach you to be committed to the lies you've been taught. They teach you to be committed to the false reality and these pipe dreams you're given. But really assess what we are as a country. Assess what the world is. Assess what fallen man does and realize that all that matters in this life is that you get yourself straight and that you be a good person and that you not be turned over to evil and the delusions of evil, and that you help others. It's a great honor, ladies and gentlemen, to be in the New World Order's crosshairs. It is actually a great honor to be persecuted. It is a blessing because it fulfills you. You are meant to be warriors for the innocent, warriors for the weak. You are meant to stand strong and to be honorable. You are meant to build a better world and a better future and to create and to innovate and to explore. We are a wonderful, wonderful species and amazing creatures. But we become decadent from our wealth. We become evil. We become lackadaisical. We tune out of reality and into delusion. And then the truly wicked take control. Because the truly wicked, they want the levers of power. Whereas the average person doesn't want that responsibility. It is up to the good men and women of the world to do everything you can, as in the most aggressive fashion you can, to take over the system in a peaceful way. But that means overt and covert, and to resist darkness at every turn. You are on a holy mission, make no mistake. And let me tell you who stands between the children of the planet, the innocent of the planet, the handicaps of the planet, that the enemy loves to attack, loves their screams of pain and horror, and love to see hope being given up. You, who have strength and are not evil, you look in the mirror. You stand between the innocent and the evil that want to rend and tear them to pieces. You must take the field. You're only alive once. Take up your destiny.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 17th, 2008. Gold opened this morning at $782.50. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $806.31, $403.16 for half ounce, and $201.58 for quarter ounce. That's $806.31, $403.16, and $201.58.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Key witness to WTC-7 explosions, dead at age 53.
Ira Hayes.
Emergency coordinator and 9/11 witness Barry Jennings has passed away with controversy about WTC-7 still hot, as the BBC hit piece and NIST report have been released to counter Jennings' exclusive testimony on explosions inside Building 7. Now, we interviewed him for Loose Change Final Cut. He then, word got out about it. He begged us, saying he'd been threatened, saying his pension had been threatened, his job had been threatened, and other threats, wouldn't specify what those were. If he didn't shut up, Then he didn't really recant. He said, yeah, there were explosions. Yeah, before the towers fell in Building 7. And he said, well, it could have been bodies. But earlier he said they were bodies on the ground. Then his boss just came out in the last few weeks and was interviewed by the BBC saying, I never saw explosions, though he had said that on news that day along with Mr. Jennings. Very suspicious that he's dead at 53. Now, it was Aaron Dykes who confirmed this yesterday. We kept hearing about it for weeks, but could find no news articles. We earlier, and others had called where he worked with the city. They'd said, no, we're not going to talk about it. We finally got them to admit yesterday that he indeed was dead, but they wouldn't say the cause. We've now talked to his bosses. They've said, yeah, we knew Barry. He is dead. We can't say why he's dead. Others said at the office, we don't know why he's dead, and acted very, very suspicious. So we're going to be breaking this down in the next 45 minutes or so with Aaron Dykes and Jason Burmis, who personally knew Barry Jennings. Let me just read over this article for everybody and then make some added points on it. Emergency coordinator, 9/11 witness Barry Jennings has passed away, with controversy about WTC7 still hot, as the BBC hit piece and NIST report have been released to counter Jennings' exclusive testimony of explosions inside Building 7. Now, that's, we can say exclusive, but really, his boss talked about explosions. Firefighters and police talked about it. EMTs talked about it. There's cops on CNN saying, get back. They're going to blow it up. It's going to come down. And the owner said they blew it up. So, problem is, see, he's credible because he was the deputy emergency manager of that area. So that's why they had to get rid of him. And I have no doubt they killed him. And there's 95% chance, especially now they're being very secretive. Barry Jennings, a key 9/11 eyewitness who was an emergency coordinator for the New York Housing Authority, has passed away at age 53 from circumstances not yet disclosed. And this is almost a month later, folks. Very suspicious. Kind of like it was very hard to find out that Dr. Ivins with the anthrax, who they now admit was a patsy, was killed inside government facilities. A spokesman for the Housing Authority has now confirmed his death after weeks of rumors circulating online, but refused to give any further details. We talked to him again this morning. Aaron's coming up. The office has not yet been able to contact anyone in the Jennings family, and the official cause of death is not yet known, but online reports have reported the date of the death as August 19th, 2008. Since yesterday, we have confirmed with his office the date is the 19th. In a very unusual, it is very unusual that a prominent, controversial 9/11 witness would die only days before the release of the NIST report. See, people say, well, why 7 years later was he killed? This was all coming out. There was talk of subpoenaing him, that they're about to probably get enough signatures to have on the ballot for a New York investigation of 9/11. Talk of calling him before a grand jury. It is very unusual that a prominent, controversial 9/11 witness would die only days before the release of NIST report on WTC7. And shortly after a firestorm erupted over the testimony that he had heard explosions inside the building prior to the collapse of either tower and that they were dead bodies in the building blown out of the lobby. The BBC aired the third tower in July in an attempt to debunk Barry Jennings' account, which is both contradictory and damaging to the official 9/11 story, by making an issue over whether or not he saw dead bodies in the lobby. And see, we hadn't released this video because he'd asked us not to. Then the BBC came to the Loose Change crew and to Dylan and said, you're lying. He didn't say that. And Dylan showed him the video. And so they went and had an actor play the part of Jennings to basically reenact things in a false fashion. Very suspicious. Yet Jennings' own statement in an exclusive interview with Dylan Avery and Jason Burmis, which has not been denied, was the firefighter who took us down, kept saying, don't look down, and I say, why, and we are stepping over people. You know, you can feel when you're stepping over people. We're going to continue with this on the other side with Jason Burmis and in studio Aaron Dykes, who ferreted this out. And we're going to tie this into the D.C. Madam and other high-profile murders, assassinations like Vince Foster.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Okay, Barry Jennings, a key 9/11 witness, deputy head of that sector of emergency management. He's there with the head of it. The north and south tower have not fallen. And there's huge explosions. They fall down to the floor. There's dead bodies. They're stepping over them. He goes out and tells Fox News, ABC News, that the day of the event with rubble all over it, with some of the people that helped he and other, quote, officials out of the building. And they're all there with eyewitnesses saying what they saw. Then the loose change crew goes and interviews him. Word gets out that it's going to be in the final cut. He says, I'm getting threatened. I'm getting my job threatened. I'm getting my pension threatened and other things. Please don't release it. But then the BBC goes to him. The BBC goes to him to do this hit piece, but he didn't really say what they want. They all heavily edit it. They have an actor basically say what they want him to say in it. They don't show him with other people in the building. They only show him alone in the reenactment. But it's not him as the person who's reenacting it. And so he becomes this big figure and this big controversy. So you've got the firefighters and police outside. Live news footage of them saying, get back, Building 7 is going to be blown up. We have the owner slipping up and saying, yeah, we ordered it blown up. We have all of this coming out. And so Jennings starts becoming a key figure. And a couple days before the NIST report, which then said all its other five reasons, 25% of the building scooped out by the North Tower, fires, bad craftsmanship, improper building, fuel oil tanks, all of that. They said, no, we were wrong about all that. It didn't scoop out the building. It didn't do any of this. It was magnetic forces and thermal expansion never before seen. Magic. And then the guys on NIST are all got government contracts, government operatives, who happen to be some of the only few living experts on explosive thermite for NASA coupler rings when the rocket separates in the different stages, and for classified Pentagon programs with weaponized thermite, just so happens, and the samples all show that in the video of it pouring out. I mean, we're getting very close to the ultimate Sherlock Holmes here. I mean, this is dangerous. Some Secret Service agents and FBI guys were on the trail of this, and they got killed and had their bodies thrown in to Building 7. Then the media lied about that, but later had to admit, okay, there were some dead feds in there. It was also a way to get rid of people that noticed what was going on. So finishing up the story, key witness to WTC-7 explosions, dead at 53. Now comes the release of Jason Burmes' fabled enemies and giving further exposure to Jennings' controversial account. The film features a full interview with Barry Jennings as well as the statements by Michael Hess, who was also trapped with him inside the WTC-7, made to news media on the day of the attacks. He said the same stuff. Now, he went with the BBC, the same guy that did the first hit piece, who we know went back and interviewed Jennings again, and then Jennings dies soon after. And then his boss, the head of that emergency management division, he says, I never made those statements, when he's on video saying, kind of like before Congress and on ABC News, Giuliani says, yeah, we were told to get out of Building 7 that day before either tower fell. And we had a terror attack drill with FEMA set up the night before, so we'd already moved out of the building the night before in Tripod 2. Then people said, what? Of course, FEMA deputy director earlier, Kennedy, had said just that, and then it was a big controversy the day of 9/11, that, well, we already arrived the night before for the terror attack. And they said, oh, no, that was a mistake, slip of the tongue. Then it came out they indeed had, and it was called Operation Tripod 2 of an anthrax attack on Building 7 in the World Trade Center complexes, which they used in months before to evacuate the whole building several times for drills and a $1 billion renovation of the service floors. It has service floors every few floors and side passages. And Marvin Bush running that, of course. No big deal. Confirm it. Don't confirm it for yourself. Our source on that is Barbara Bush, her memoir written 4 years ago about her great son running security there. Nice people. Barry Jennings reiterated in the exclusive interview from his confusion over the explanation from WTC-7's collapse, given that he clearly heard explosions inside the building. I'm just confused about one thing and one thing only. Why World Trade Center 7 went down in the first place, I'm very confused about that. I know what I heard. I heard explosions. The explanation I got was it was the fuel oil tank. I'm an old boiler guy. If this was a fuel oil tank, it would have been on one side of the building. And, of course, now the government admits that's not the boiler tank. They just tell the dumbed-down public that. The interview was not fully released until 2008 at the request of Mr. Jennings, who had received numerous threats to his job and asked that it be left out of Loose Change Final Cut because of those threats. He'd still be alive, folks. I'm almost 95% sure that it was a murder, especially now how they won't say what caused it. Jennings' statements have lit a fire to questions about what really caused the sudden collapse of WTC-7. Just as NIST had hoped the release of their report would quash widespread beliefs that the buildings was brought down by controlled demolition. Now, news of Jennings' death comes on the heels of losing another 9/11 hero and eyewitness, Kenny Johnneman, who reportedly committed suicide 12 days before the 7th anniversary. He's credited with saving at least one man's life on 9/11 and was also a witness to explosions in the towers. This report, as well as how the 9/11 Commission, which not even mentioned Building 7, completely ignores statements from the Building 7 leaseholder Larry Silverstein, as well as numerous police and firefighters and other eyewitnesses who have testified that they were warned about the building's collapse and told to get back because it was going to be a controlled demolition. One rescue worker even heard the countdown from the building's implosion over the emergency radios. Unfortunately, Barry Jennings, whose testimony was ignored by the 9/11 Commission, can no longer raise questions personally about his experience inside WTC-7. But his account will remain on the record and available in full on Fabled Enemies DVD so that it he's what he witnessed about 9/11 cannot be ignored. The truth about WTC7 will continue to come out, and Barry Jennings' testimony will not be in vain. Please contact Aaron at Infowars.com if you have any information about the circumstances of Barry Jennings' death or any other reports. We extend our condolences to any family or friends regarding this for their loss. And Aaron, I want you to go add specifically that who you called, who you talked to, in what agency. It's not enough to say, you did a good job here, that we confirmed it with his agency. Because the disinfo trolls know the public doesn't really pay attention. So as you know, they're running around saying, oh, we got this off YouTube post. No, we ignored this for 2 weeks and investigated and could never get them to tell us. We've now got calls into the head of public relations at his agency. We've talked to 4 or 5 secretaries. We've talked to his former assistant. We've talked to the person that took his job. We have his extension. We have his home number. Barry Jennings is dead, and he died a month ago. He died just shy 2 days. It'll be a month ago, or 30 days. He's dead. Okay, now when we first posted the Larry Silverstein video 5 years ago, people said it was fake. They said it wasn't real, the Larry Silverstein thing. Then we posted the Building 7 footage of BBC saying it had been blown up and had fallen, Building 7. People said that was fake, that we made a fake video, that it was a blue screen, and then BBC said no, it was real, and then it turned out 2 BBC channels reported at the same time, and CNN. And that's now confirmed, that they reported Building 7 fell before it fell exactly how it fell. Kind of like they reported that Lee Harvey Oswald killed Kennedy, and it was in newspapers in Asia and in the other hemisphere, the other side of the planet, in Australia, over an hour before he was even caught and his name was public. They got their time zone screwed up. Okay, they do, and we said it was probably Reuters or AP, and because they have pre-release feeds that BBC and CNN reported the fall of Building 7. And then we were right, BBC now admits that. So we know how the news system works, and we're giving you cutting-edge, Pulitzer Prize-type investigative journalism, okay? And all we ask is that you look at it and understand what's happening. Now, close your mic. Let me just explain something to you here. Before I go to Jason Burmes and Aaron Dykes about this, in the last 2 months, I have seen hundreds of articles by the mainstream, by the alternative, by former 9/11 truth people showing their colors. Hundreds. I saw in my email box 5 or 6 last night. Then I did a Google search for like 2 hours and was just blown away by different people on YouTube, Google, Dig, on videos, on alternative websites, saying one thing unanimously over and over and over again. Are they all feds? No, that's what Operation Mockingbird is. A few feds put it out, and then it snowballed. It picks up. Mockingbirds repeat it. State bird of Texas. It hears a lawnmower, it makes a lawnmower noise. It hears a dog barking, makes that noise. Amazing little birds, little black and white birds, little brown and cream and black colored birds. That part doesn't matter. The point is, you've got governors and movie stars and best actress and Willie Nelson and German defense ministers and famous Italian presidents and Italian intelligence chiefs and leaders of major Japanese parties and physicists and scientists and peer-reviewed reports and peer-reviewed journals saying impossible what happened with Tower 1, 2, and 7 and exploding and now inside job and false flag terrorism and self-inflicted wound is now in the general nomenclature. People now know about this. This is one of the most incredible grassroots movements ever, by any yardstick. It is taking the tool of staged terror events and smashing. It is exposing people to how governments stage crises, whether they're economic or environmental, to then pose as the saviors and get even more control. And people are reading the philosopher Hegel and the Straussian economist ideas of the end justifies the means, the Machiavellian system at the Chicago Business School. They're reading the PNAC documents where Dick Cheney said we need staged terror attacks. They're reading this in Army War College reports. This is an epiphany. This is a huge thing. It's exploding exponentially. You know, we had Rob on early in the morning, or at the first show in the middle of the day, and there were like 300 or 400 people out there. There were 3,000. I've seen the videos. And the news reported, biggest 9/11 truth ever in New York. But, see, the system knows that the public is watching the mainstream media, so they have to be careful. But our own movement is, in a concerted fashion, saying 9/11 truth is dead. 9/11 truth peaked in 2006. I'm seeing the same terms in put out. And that's what these guys will do. They'll come on the scene. They'll be patriots for about a year. We've seen this over and over again. They'll try to gain credibility, and then they'll just run their operation. And that's kind of like telling somebody, if you don't want them to come to, say, an auction, oh, that auction's canceled. That's happened a lot in the news. People that want to bid on something will find out the email list. They'll break into the auction house or have an employee give it to them and send out a thing to all the auction regulars saying, oh, the Tuesday night auction, firearms or paintings or whatever, it's canceled. And then they'll show up. Or if there's going to be a city council meeting to steal some private property or do something that's unpopular, they do this all the time with the different Trans-Texas Corridor boards. They're always canceling it. But then the day of, oh, we're not going to cancel it now. Well, they just so they've been announcing, oh, 9/11 truth's dead, 9/11 truth's over. Meanwhile, it's bigger than ever. And their operatives are being forced to show themselves because they are afraid of you taking over live media, like in The Running Man. But peacefully. They're afraid of you getting in front of news cameras and bullhorning and holding up signs and creating buzz. They're afraid of not just 9/11 truth, but that idea of getting in front of media and going to media events and disrupting these stage town halls where only supporters of whatever it may be, toll roads or Republicans or Democrats or open borders or gun control or environmental land grabs. They are scared of that idea of you getting out in the streets, getting active, not just dressing up, you know, and having the fake paid off hippie leaders dress up in wizard outfits and levitate mints, foundation paid off, you know, to make everybody look like clowns. They're afraid, and they saw just a few hundred at 9/11 Truth in Denver take over and get all the media attention and absolutely dominate, and they are panicking and attacking everywhere. I mean, they are so upset by all these prominent people going public, and it's exponential. We have passed critical mass. We have passed flashpoint. You have done an incredible job. But they're telling you, oh, the party's over. It's over. It petered out. It's dead. When it is bigger than ever. All the 9/11 truth sites getting more visits than ever. My site's getting more visits from ever than ever. Just people all over waking up. It being mainstream. Going from the police being mad at us 8 years ago or 7 years ago and or 6 years ago when we talk about inside job to chanting 9/11 is an inside job with us in New York. That happened. There's video of it. The system is panicking right now, and so they're killing people. There will be more murders, no doubt. They are trying to intimidate witnesses. They are running around saying, you know, Mark Twain is dead, and he said, no, rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated. It's the oldest trick in the book. Do not buy this. But they notice that from their own mainline media, people weren't buying it. So they're activating their officers. They're activating their agents. They're activating their sleepers right now everywhere to tell you it's dead because they are panicking. And they know it's dangerous to reveal themselves. They know it's dangerous to expose themselves. They know it's dangerous to show everybody who they are. But they're being forced to right now. We're going to go to Jason Burmes and Aaron Dykes and others in just a moment. But Barry Jennings could have said more, would have said more. He could have been hauled in before a grand jury and been forced to talk about everything he saw. His testimony could have contradicted Michael Hess's and was. He wasn't giving the BBC the type of interviews they wanted, and that's a spook outfit all the way. And he's dead. Deader than a hammer right now. Deader than a doornail. And again, our condolences go to the family. And so I'm going to bring up Jason Burmes. I'm going to bring up Aaron Dykes, but before we go to break, just briefly, Aaron, describe how you made some phone calls and confirmed this. Well, we didn't ever reported this off of YouTube postings. That's where we first learned of it. We reported this from his agency. So tell folks about that first.
That's right. We saw the YouTube comments, and I had a horrible feeling in my gut, but we, of course, did not report the rumors. and for weeks we couldn't get the numbers. Finally, I contacted the New York City Housing Authority at their publicly listed numbers, and I was able to finally reach Barry Jennings. I spoke to four people who all confirmed he's dead. None of them would say why. That's the basics.
And we've got the numbers. We've got their names here. You talked to secretaries. You talked to his former assistant. You talked to his replacement. You talked to managers, and they all will not tell you.
Yeah, but even people on the switchboard knew who he was. They knew he was dead, but they still couldn't tell me why, at least not at this time.
And we're 28 days later. He dies right before the NIST report comes out. His testimony contradicts. And then we've got Hess, who's contradicting his TV interviews he did 7 years ago.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's just, I don't know how he could get away with that. He's on record. We have the recording, and now he says he heard no explosions. Michael Hess is a liar.
It's unbelievable. Jason Burmes on the side. He knew Barry Jennings, met with him several times. We have the Jennings home phone number. They're not answering the phone. But we have a right as the public to find out how he died and what happened. They also threaten families and tell them to shut up, so we'll see what happens there. In fact, I'm going to skip this break. We'll continue.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. SafeGrow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, I'm going to get into all the economic news, attacks on free speech. They're going ahead and implementing on the web the Free Speech Attacking Homegrown Radicalization Act, the bill, H.R. 1955, before it's even passed the Senate, just like they implement National ID Card before it came law 8 years before. They're doing that now to come after your free speech. That's coming up later. Big economic analysis next hour. Of course, the media tells you everything's fine. I want to bring Jason Burmes up now. I want to cover this first and then get into how you knew Jennings and what he said to you in private and and what's in fabled enemies. Thank God we have this to discredit and expose the BBC so this dead man can tell tales. But first off, I'm worried about Dylan, and I won't talk bad about my friends until they're in danger. And I give people advice, and they seem to think I just fell off a turnip truck or something. We're just, you know, my listeners and us together are leading the true revolution against tyranny. Doesn't mean we're doing the best job either, but we're the best there is. No brag, just fact. In fact, that's a dangerous mantle. It's dangerous to be on the front lines wearing a general hat. Okay, in fact, I try to play that down. But the bottom line is Dylan Avery had more discussions with Jennings about, I remember Dylan telling me, threats against his pension, threats against his job, and more, that he was worried about his family, and that he said more, but Dylan wouldn't say because it was off the record. Well, he's dead now, and Dylan's all freaked out. Hey, Dylan, let me tell you how this works. If they think you know something, you're not safe till you let that out. Look at the hundreds killed that knew stuff about the Kennedy assassination, and then their family members they told stuff got killed. This isn't a joke. So, Dylan, you better, I told the D.C. madam this. She's dead. She didn't listen. I said, on air and off air, you better spill the beans. And, man, every time I'd talk to her off air, I'd say, you know, the NSA's listening right now, ma'am, you better tell everybody. And she goes, well, and she'd say, look, they can just leave me alone. I just want to retire. Just drop the prosecution. I never gave up my client list. And, yes, of course, it went up to people in the White House. That's all I'm going to say. And I said, they're going to kill you. She said, no, I just want this to go away. She thought she'd be safe if she shut up. They killed her deader than a hammer. She told me if she was killed, it would be murder. She told her lawyer, have an autopsy. But lawyers came and blocked that. She said, if I'm killed, I'll be murdered. She told the condo manager, her friend, that. We had him on. Now listen, Dylan Avery. They know you talked to Jennings. Now, you better go on this show or another show, or you better write it up on your blog or do a video blog right now. I know you've never taken any of my advice, but the point is you better take it now. I'm going to go to, when people's lives are in the balance, I'm just not going to be nice about it anymore. I was too nice to the D.C. madam about it. This is common sense stuff. I read the book written by Jim Garrison who went through this stuff. This isn't a game, people. These people run child kidnapping rings. They kill children. They don't care. They like it. Oh, I'm getting mad because I don't want my friends getting killed out of intimidation. Dylan is scared to death right now. He said he is. And I'm going to bring up Jason Burmis, who also knew Jennings. Burmis, this is incredible. What do you say?
Well, just the whole chain of events from Aaron calling me about a week after Jennings had actually died and said, you know, we're getting these emails and there's these posts. And I said to him, well, let me see what I can find out. So I called up Dylan, and of course, you know, right away, Dylan didn't want to believe it. But I said, well, who can you get in touch with?
And wouldn't call him, had the home phone number. It wouldn't give it to us.
He had Jennings' cell at the time. He didn't have the home phone number, which we got last night. But he had the cell, and he didn't want to give him a call and be like, you know, are you dead or whatever. But he, you know, basically he pawned it off on Michael Rudin, who did that BBC hit piece. And this is what really disturbs me. Now, Rudin probably had more contact information than anybody on Jennings. He had a sit-down interview with him on the BBC, obviously had his cell number, obviously knew where he worked. And Dylan contacted him that day, and Rudin said he would look into it. Now, I was down at Ground Zero on 9/11, and I ran into Dylan, and Dylan said, you know, I just ran into Rudin again. And he
stay
said,
there. Let's hear this and who this Rudin creature is. I've debated him. He's an unbelievably wicked creature. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.